Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And we continue our waltz across Texas. This is week two of 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to Lubbock, where Sam Harriman is based. And this is that big high country up on the high plains.
Right.
Okay. And then we're going to be joined by District Leader Ryan Schmidt out of San Angelo. Interesting, as we'll get into this in more detail when we visit with Ryan, that was part of the old Hill Country, Kerrville-based.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And when they went from 8 districts to 11, the western part of the Edwards Plateau was chopped off.
Okay.
Or recreated, reconfigured. How's that? Plus, we've got some news. Plus, we're gonna make sure that we give you the information we promised from last week's show.
Oh.
Yes. But you're going to have to listen to, because Harold doesn't remember.
Bill, I'm old.
We've been telling you that for a while. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Listening to Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson, old Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, just a shout out to all of our friends to the east and Florida and parts beyond in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Just good grief. I saw a aerial satellite image of Hurricane Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Not Christina. What was the one that hit?
Helene.
No. That hit New Orleans.
Katrina.
Thank you. I had my K's and C's and all mixed up. But it was a Category 3, I believe. And the size differential of what Helene was is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, coming in as a 4.
Coming in as a 4, right. And then the fact it moved up into, Appalachian country.
Sure.
You know, our country that has a lot of A lot of terrain.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, I say drainage systems not prepared for something. I mean, it surprised me because Asheville, which I've been to several times, I just love it there. How unexpected, because they're in the mountains, you know, in that village. It was just tragic. The thing that surprised me, and it took me forever to finally find out what happened. They're talking about the Biltmore Village, but what happened to the Biltmore Estate, which is one of the most visited spots in America. And the largest private, you know, home ever built in America, and it fallen trees was the main thing there, but no big water damage. So finally found that out. I was curious about that.
Give you a little bit of Texas history. This past Wednesday, which was October 2nd, 1835, fighting broke out at Gonzales between Mexican soldiers and Texas militiamen. The Mexican commander tied up trying to take a small cannon that had been given
right.
that had been given by the Mexican government
yeah, right.
To battle skirmishes with Indians in defense against Indians. The struggle came to be known as "come and take it."
Yes.
And how often have we used that phrase?
And seen that. And I have the patch.
Right. Yeah. So, kind of interesting. Told you that we were going to come back with some information last week because the National Shooting Sports Foundation has released their 2024 Congressional Report Card.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, and this is a grading of U.S. representatives and senators on key legislation that's of critical importance to the firearm industry, the Second Amendment, rights of law-abiding citizens, and American hunters and recreational target shooters. You know, they're very clear when they say this is not an endorsement or a condemnation of it's just simply their grading system based on the involvement.
All right.
Both the Texas senators are have been graded. John Corinth got an A.
Okay.
Ted Cruz got an A+.
Oh,
yeah. In the House, there's 35, and I'm going to run through these real quickly. And, folks, this is going to be posted to the Texas Outdoors Journal website, and you can go there. And for you folks listening in Louisiana or beyond, you can look and see how representatives in your area did. Colin Aldred, you heard that name?
Yeah.
F. Jody Arrington, A. Brian Babin, A+ with an asterisk. That means he made the dean list.
Wow.
Michael Burgess, A. Greg Cesar, F. Joaquin Castro, F. Michael Cloud, A. As well as Dan Crenshaw, A. Jasmine Crockett, F. How can your name be Crockett?
Yeah, right.
And you get an F. yeah. Okay. Henry Cuellar. I call him the fence sitter.
Oh.
A right. C. Right. Just, you know. Right. Monica De La Cruz, A+. Lloyd Doggett, F. Jake Elzey, A+. Veronica Escobar, F. Pat Fallon, A+. Lizzie Fletcher, F. Sylvia Garcia, F. Vincent Gonzalez, C-.
Sounds like my career in high school.
Lance Gooden. Well, we're not talking about high school.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe we are.
Lance Gooden, A+. Kay Granger, A. Your favorite, Al Green, F.
Thank you so very much.
Wesley Hunt, A-. Ronnie Jackson, A+. Morgan Luttrell, A-. Michael McCall, A. Nathaniel Moran, A-. Troy Niels, A+. August Pfluger, A+. Chip Roy, A-. Keith Self, A-. Pete Sessions, A+. Beth Van Duyn, A+ with an asterisk.
Okay.
Okay, she made the dean's list. Mark Vesey, F. Randy Weber, A. Roger Williams, A+.
Well, I'm depressed. Lizzie's my rep. I didn't mean I voted for Lizzie, but Lizzie is my rep.
You did.
I didn't vote for her, but I mean she's my rep.
Oh, okay. She got a
F. Yes. She's supposed to be repping me. So you remember that, folks? You know, it's not who elects them that they're supposed to be repping. It's everybody in their district they're supposed to be repping.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. What do you got in national news for us besides this?
Nothing that makes you happy, because they're coming at us always. We ought to know that. We ought to remember that. But let's be sure. This is from the NRA. One of the more pernicious beliefs within contemporary American politics is there are certain words or phrases that, if uttered by the right person at the right time, can bypass the usual constitutional process, deliver absolute victory to the speaker. Recently, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy offered up a stellar example of this conviction when he issued a 40-page report that he framed with the claim that gun violence is a public health crisis in our country and requires a public health solution. He wants to pass laws mandating secure firearm storage, to implement universal background checks, to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines, to limit concealed carry, to expand red flag schemes, and more. Nor can Murphy be permitted to bypass the American constitutional order in pursuit of his goals. There's no such thing as a public health solution that is distinct from our system of elections, legislatures, and judicial review. This is especially true when we are dealing with the U.S. Bill of Rights. Murphy writes that he wishes to treat firearms like other consumer products, but firearms are not treated like other consumer products because they're not like any other consumer product. Predictably, Murphy's report is full of mistakes. Most egregiously, he repeats the lie that firearms are the number one cause of death for children, which is true only if one includes 18 to 19-year-old gang members in the definition. But then he would, because he's not engaged in medicine, he's engaged in propaganda.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've
come
got our best bets.
Come and take it. Sorry.
We'll be back.
Yes. America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That's B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The ones I've had on my place now over 20 years, still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the Versa Blind. Just as its name implies, the Versa Blind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the entire lineup of The Blind, the original VersaBlind, as well as the cottonseed feeder at West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo. Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz and one in Buna, and both of the E-Bar feeds, one in Gonzales and the other in Hallettsville. Also, you can see the cottonseed feeder at Spear Ag in Uvalde.
There you go. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, Saturday's the first of three best days for the week. This Sunday's a good one. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday see daily ratings slip to fair. Friday's another good one. Next Saturday and Sunday are our two most best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours until either side of sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Wednesday and Thursday, a major time shift occurs with the game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continue to forage until mid-morning. On Friday and next Saturday, look for game to begin feeding either side of sunrise, continue to feed until late morning. On Sunday, this most active period occurs from early morning until just after the noon hour. On Thursday, October the 10th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday has a three-tide schedule of two high tides and just one low. This Sunday and Monday both have a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Wednesday through next Saturday will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Sunday, a double-tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, you've heard of the massive boat stop complex expansion. I'm going to tell you a little more because it's fall. Many of you all are saying, hey, it's time to go hunt as opposed to fish. Where are you going to put your boat? Those of you that are traveling with an RV, come down and enjoy Sunset Ridge RV Resort. Mm-hmm. And you're pulling some other vehicle rather than driving that big RV around.
Right.
You going to really drive that RV all the way home?
Mm.
Or are you going to use Flower Bluff, Corpus Christi area as your center point from which to explore more of South Texas and the coastal bend?
Yeah.
Okay. Looking for a place to launch your boat without having to cross the causeway and get into the traffic that is on either North Padre or Mustang Island? How about launching from the mainland at Boat Stop Marina?
Ah.
All great options, and you really need to check them out. Their websites are BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, Sunset Ridge RV Resort. And the neat thing is when you rent a space from storage, you can launch at the marina.
Ah.
Go to the Sunset Ridge RV Resort. You have a membership pass to launch at the marina.
Huh.
Call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. And when you give any of those businesses a call, please tell them you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News. We talked about Helene. Tides come up. Tides that were already high, and they continue. Plus, we've had a warm-up, but we're about to transition. So this is kind of a report of what has been happening as well as a forecast of what's to come because we're right there in that transition zone. We see it every year. Water temperatures are slowly going to be dropping. That's going to stimulate more activity. Tides are going to drop out. That's going to help you select where to go. It's also going to pull more bait out of the back marsh areas. Look for bird activity to increase as shrimp and other bait starts to come in. This is happening over at Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana. Certainly happening and will increase at Sabine Lake. We're just on the threshold of some absolutely phenomenal fishing across the entire Galveston Bay complex. If you're looking for some place kind of to get away from the wind, check the different rivers or bios like Chocolate Bayou, Brazos, Colorado, heading on down. Matagorda, fishing's been a little bit slow, but it's about to pick up, and those grassy shorelines and guts in West Matagorda are going to be big time. Haines Bay, coming out of the Guadalupe River Delta, great fishing this time of year for redfish. All the way down to Upper Laguna Madre, got some great fishing. Hey, fish those grass beds coming out of Boat Stop Marina. Absolutely phenomenal fish are hanging up in there. Down to Peta Island, you've got the King Ranch shoreline. Baffin Bay has turned back on. Land Cut, Port Mansfield, either side of East Cut, all the way up to the south end of the Land Cut. And then in the Lower Laguna Madre, just a plethora of fishing. hearing more and more about some really good mangrove catches being caught. You got bull reds out in the beachfront, good surf fishing on the upper coast, out to 9 nautical miles, red snapper. What's going on our lakes?
Well, let us head to Conroe. Catfish have been excellent this past week on catfish, bubblegum, liver, worms, punch bait, in 8 to 30 feet of water. Bass are good up shallow early and late with wacky rigged worms. Offshore structures and docks are good once the sun has risen with some midday schooling on shad. Fork. Bass are aggressive on topwater, and they're running shallow. Windy banks can provide schooling action, so be ready with a small topwater or streamer. Fork crappie fishing continues to be excellent. Find fish in a large range of depths from 12 to 40 feet. Timber still has some great white crappie if you cover water and pick off those fish. Brush piles are holding numbers with a combination of white and black crappie. Lake of the Pines. Bass can be caught on creek channel bends, throwing Texas rig creature baits, Senkos, compact jigs in black and blue. Grass edges are holding a high number of fish. Matted vegetation seems to hold the larger fish in fewer numbers and can be caught throwing a ribbit or hollow body frog. Sam Rayburn. Bass are schooling more in the morning, so expect more topwater action on grass edges and points. Tyler, fishing patterns are holding steady. Crappie are good, with minnows on brush in 16 to 20 feet of water off the barge. Catfish are good in 10 to 16 feet of water, with stinky bait, liver, and night crawlers. Bodark, bass are on windy points early, with chatterbaits and rage swimmers. Texas rigs are good around timber and brushes in 4 to 7 feet of water. Crappie fishing is hot with fish on timber, brush, or any structure in 8 to 25 feet of water. Focus on the outside edges of timber lines and open water main lake timber under the surface. These fish have not been pressured. Fayette. Bass are good on rattle traps and square-bill crankbaits on points at sunrise. When the early morning bite slows, switch to Carolina rigs and shaky heads in 14 feet of water. Texoma. The striped bass fishing has been excellent with live bait on ledges in 25 to 40 feet of water near river channels and creeks.
All right, heading to South Texas down Zapata Way, where Falcon Reservoir bass are good in 8 to 20 feet of water on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Catfish are good with bigger catfish being caught in the Rio Grande or along the main lake channel, dragging and drifting cut tilapia, cut carp, or fresh shad. Allen Henry, crappie are excellent. They've moved up to 15 to 25 feet of water on jigs and minnows over the trees. Meredith, catfish are good on night crawlers. Walleye continue to be very good on minnows, grubs, and other artificials. Hit the secondary points in the morning, slabbing in about 40 feet of water.
Heading to the Hill Country, Austin, bass are good with creature baits or craws near dock pylons. Buckhannon, crappie are good on brush piles and standing timber in 25 feet of water with chartreuse jigs. Blue cats are good on structure in 30 feet of water. Bass are good throwing shaky heads and Texas rig 4 to 5 inch worms around rock piles. Flipping trees in 5 to 15 feet with jigs, flukes, craw worms. That'll get them. A medium or deep crankbait will catch some of those bigger bass. Canyon. Good bass topwater bite in the morning with a spook or a buzz bait. Then as the day warms, focus on the outside grass lines with Necco rigged worms. LBJ, crappie are good in 20 feet of water over brush piles with minnows. Channel and blue cats are good on punch bait in 25 feet of water over drop-offs and rock piles.
On the hunting scene, deer hunters are after deer, particularly archery hunters. It opened and will run through November 1st. That's for both whitetail deer, mule deer, and Rio Grande turkey. On the dove hunting scene, North Zone season runs through November 10th. Central Zone runs through October 27th. This is all first split, folks. And the early season South Zone runs through October 27th. All right, Harold, what's it been? On or off-road this week? Gas or electric?
It's gas. Been mainly highway, but it's also good on tricky roads because it's an all-wheel drive. This is the 2024 Dodge Hornet GT all-wheel drive, Italian style. It's a neat-looking vehicle because it's made in Italy. 56% of the parts are in Italy. 12 are in Poland, but it's made in Italy because of Stellantis being with Fiat and Alfa. So the engine is actually an Alfa. This thing is really super quick. It's a 2-liter I-4, but mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. And the thing really, really scoots. I mean, it's got a full suite of safety equipment. I've never seen anything this small, this loaded. In fact, I call it overloaded with all the safety equipment and all of the tech on it. Power lift gate, which is very nice. That engine's got 268 horsepower. By the way, in this segment of small crossover, this is the fastest on the planet at 140 miles an hour. Great going across a field. Anyway.
You have a reputation with cars that will do that.
Yes, I do. Anyhow.
You don't want to discuss that reputation.
No. No. But anyway. But it's neat. It's really, really great looking. This one was a Acapulco gold exterior paint. I mean, it really draws your attention. A little pricier than I would think. It's Bob Money. It does get 29 miles a gallon on the highway, though. But this thing came in at 44. Which kind of I kind of went, hey, for a small crossover. But it's got, like I said, every safety thing you can think of. You know, automatic braking, automatic stopping, automatic following, auto. But you might want to check the thing out. It is neat looking. 2024 Dodge Hornet GT all-wheel drive.
Just remember, at that price, one for each foot, you're only at 88.
There you go.
All right. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, where are we heading? We're heading to Lubbock.
Hey.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they have been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid, going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of the products was priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed, plus sells bulk feed and delivers as well. Spear Ag is also your one source for all ranch animal and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spearag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. You know, it's nice that some things don't change.
Ah.
And when it came to the redistricting, of Texas Parks and Wildlife's Wildlife Divisions.
Mm-hmm.
One of them that stayed the same, basically, was District 2 up in the Panhandle.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorites. And joining us today is Senior Biologist. Now, they're always changing the name of these people. It used to be Senior Guidance Biologist, but no, they went, well, Senior Biologist. We like that. Sam Harriman. Sam, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Big country. I mean, you know, I'm such a Texan that I claim what was Texas back in 1842 when it was a republic.
Right.
I've often said that your part of the state is one of the last bastions of all things big, wild, and free. I mean, just gorgeous country. Coming out of last hunting season, what kind of harvest, and I'm talking about antlered species right now, what kind of harvest did y'all have both on whitetail and mule deer?
Yeah, so I actually looked at our big game harvest reports for last year before this call, and coming out of last year for whitetails, we harvested about 29,000 whitetails here in the Panhandle area this past season, and then for mule deer, about close to, you know, 5,500 or so mule deer. And I think for both of those species, it's kind of on the upswing, you know, from previous years. You know, the big thing that you'll hear us talk about is the years of drought that we've been having and the years leading up to the last couple of years and this year. So I think, you know, harvest was kind of on the upswing for both of those species this last year, and hopefully it's going to be positive going forward into this year.
Two things. Real quick, Harold's just jumping up and down, wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Rainfall in the spring, but you also had some fires. What was the impact on both?
Yeah. So rainfall, well, first off was the fires. You know, we had a, you know, million-acre wildfire, you know, there in the Panhandle in February. However, we did get a lot of good spring rainfall, and recovery is starting to show a lot of promise in that burned area. And also just in general, you know, for all of our species, we're seeing, you know, good increases in fawn crops, you know, for mule deer and pronghorn and whitetails. And then also we'll get into quail, but that's going to show promise for quail with the spring rainfall we had. But yeah, you know, as far as the wildfire goes, you know, it's going to take some time to recover, but we're well on our way, I would say. We were just up there last week at the Gene Howe area, and things are shaping up, but I think still has some time yet to get some full recovery. But it's looking good and promising.
Sam, this is Harold, and I just marked off my 1 million acre fire question. But it's amazing how this country recovers if you get that moisture, right?
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, we were at the Gene Howe. They kind of dried up kind of going into summer. So I think, you know, they've kind of had a little bit of pause in some recovery through summer. But really, yeah. I mean, you know, our biologists there local at the Gene Howe had photo points out, and it was amazing just to see what happened from February, you know, through June, you know, just with some rainfall and moisture and all sorts of diversity coming back with grasses and forbs and everything. And I mean, it looks great. So we're well on our way.
As you mentioned, how are the pronghorn?
Pronghorn, you know, I think they're still on the upswing. You know, I think they're maybe a little bit behind our whitetail and mule deer. You know, we saw, you know, compared to last year, we saw fewer pronghorn in our surveys, just raw numbers. But the good promising sign is that the fawn crop was much stronger for pronghorn this year from previous years. You know, the last 2 years we had fawn crops in like the teens, you know, so basically how many, you know, fawns per doe, you know, as a whole percentage, you know, so we saw a lot more fawns this year compared to previous years. So like I said, I think we're starting to see movements in the right direction, you know, for pronghorn. But they've still hit hard, you know, with the drought years that we've had in years past.
Back to the fire just for a second, because from every report that I saw, those were fast-moving fires rather than slow-moving that just will really kind of scorch. And when you're talking about grass fires, the recovery can occur more quickly, correct?
Correct. Yeah. If you know, and especially the time that it happened, you know, in February, you know, it was dormant season, the fire moved through. But yeah, it's all just dependent on moisture. We got that moisture during the spring and summer, really kick-started recovery. And then, like I said, kind of as we moved east, you know, into Hempel County, it dried up during the summer, which kind of slowed down some recovery. But no, I mean, it was really looking green and nice, you know, there in the springtime after we got those fires. So
did we get any rain during the? Did we get any rain in the summertime to pick things up, kind of help us through the heat?
It kind of, you know, I'm looking at the drought monitor, and I was also looking at West Texas Mesonet earlier this morning. You know, kind of on the western end of that fire in Stinnett, you know, I think we got a lot more rainfall. You know, but then as you moved east, you know, we kind of tapered off there. So we're kind of looking like we're in some drought conditions kind of on the eastern end of that panhandle. But so it was variable. That's one thing kind of region-wide throughout this year is we got overall, you know, good spring rainfall. But as we moved into summer, rainfall was a little more spotty, I guess you could say.
Now, your district has the high plains and the western part of the rolling plains, correct?
Yes, sir.
Just saw the quail report. Mm-hmm. Ground nesting birds. And let's start with Bob's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind of hatch have we got? What kind of season are we looking at coming in?
Region-wide, we're optimistic. You know, in the western rolling plains, our overall quail numbers were well above what we saw last year and also our 15-year average. So we're expecting, kind of region-wide, some, you know, really good quail year. Maybe not anything like we saw, like in, you know, 16, 15, 16, 17, that time frame. But we're really optimistic region-wide on the Bob White production this year.
What about turkey and pheasant, the two other ground nesting birds?
Turkeys, you know, we're optimistic on turkeys being on the upswing. Pheasants, we're not sure. We'll run our surveys in November. We were, in our forecast last year, we were optimistic maybe to see an upswing in pheasant numbers, and it didn't happen. I think pheasants, you know, their populations have just really been in the tank based on our surveys these last couple of years. So I think it might be a couple of years for pheasants just to get enough breeding stock to really try to make some gains in production. So, you know, like to see a good year for pheasants, but time will tell. We'll see our surveys in November how that shakes out.
Let's wrap things up with waterfowl. Have you had any recent rains, or are you looking at some rains to slick up and refill some of the playas for winter roost areas?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, we got some good September rains in some areas, so some larger playas will probably still be holding water. But once again, that could be variable. You know, in our written report that we had, you know, we were talking about it's going to be variable this year. So, you know, it's going to be spotty, I think, across the landscape with playas. And then we might get into it, but it's not very promising what they had on the breeding grounds this year with production and all. So overall duck numbers may not be what we want and expect this year.
Gotcha. Our first guest today, Sam Harriman, Senior Biologist for District 2, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to move from Lubbock. We're heading south to San Angelo right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
We continue our annual Waltz Across Texas. We're heading to San Angelo, where Ryan Schmidt is district leader. Ryan, first off, congratulations on the new position, and congratulations on a reconfigured district.
Thank you.
Yeah, what used to be based out of Kerrville, Mike Miller, district leader there, you basically now have the western half, or the western portion of the Edwards Plateau is kind of your defining part of the district, right?
Yes, sir. It's 22 counties, and there is also a little portion of the southern rolling plain. So basically from Abilene here to San Angelo was the portion that we picked up. So
all right.
It's essentially the western Edwards Plateau.
Let's go back to the end of last hunting season. What kind of harvest did your area see, and what kind of rainfall did we have in the spring to get things kicked off?
For the most part, harvest was a little bit below average. The entire area, including the central western Edwards Plateau, has been experiencing a prolonged drought from 2019 on. So it's led to lower deer numbers and some concern from hunters. It has lowered that harvest rate. So we received a little bit of rainfall in the late winter, early spring, that kind of started at the kickoff, but the rain tapered off until about May, June, July area.
Did that early summer rain, late spring, early summer rain, did that help sustain you through the heat of summer?
It did. It did. What it did do is give us a kickstart to some of our upland game. But it became apparent that we thought we were going to get dry through the summer, but it did kickstart that upland game. You know, all game birds, they're very seasonally attuned to seasonal rainfall. So that little bump was a pleasurable surprise. We were given high hopes, but then when it started to dry out, that's been the kind of the status quo the last couple of years, as it dries out before we hit summer.
You mentioned upland game bird, and my ears perk up. That's got to mean quail. Of course, you've got turkey as other ground nesting birds. What shape are your ground nesting birds in?
Our quail numbers are off the charts. We're getting reports from landowners that, and some of them are even saying this is the first time they've seen quail. So, and that's that central Edwards County or central Edwards Plateau, where we're not known for upland game production, quail production, but all of a sudden with these timely rains, especially the rains we received in July and then again here toward the latter part of the summer, it's kept those birds nesting all summer long. So we were seeing small, what we call bumblebee-sized quail in August, which is very encouraging.
With them having such a short lifespan, are you at the point where this doesn't go back to the 15, 16, 17 years? This is, what, year one of really an opportunistic forecast?
Yes, sir. So coupling on that 15, 16 year, where it was just a boom statewide, you know, if we get the same type of scenario, the rainfall patterns next year, we might be sitting pretty good for the fall for our upland game harvest.
All right. Let me shift gears and go back to big game. Mentioned
yes,
the spring. Rainfall, the benefit to forbs as well as cover, increased recruitment. What are you seeing as far as antler development on white-tailed deer and body weight this year?
Because our hunters and the area has been experiencing that long-term drought, 4 to 5 years of drought, antler production has been, or antler quality has been mediocre at best. So when we get a year like this where we have ample groceries on the ground, we start seeing some of that improvement. It's more toward an average antler producing year than what we're seeing, what everybody's reporting and what we're seeing. So it's more average, but it is going to appear to be better because of the last 4 years have been just suppressed.
Yeah, Ryan, this is Harold. Speaking about antlers, what's going on in your area as far as exotics like axes?
Well, they're ever increasing. Their range is expanding. We're getting quite a few reports of axis numbers, decreasing axis numbers in that central portion of the western Edwards Plateau. We're kind of that core area, and we're getting a lot of reports of lower axis numbers, and we really don't know why. We don't keep tabs on them, but we are getting landowner concerns about axis numbers lower than what they're used to, that you're accustomed to. We don't know why that's occurring. You know, it could be long-term drought. It could be lower production or increased competition with our native game, but it is something that kind of concerns us because there is a recreational benefit there.
Give you a heads up, since you're one of the new district leaders, we will
yes,
be
sir.
Calling you back for another interview to talk specifically about free range and exotics, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moving on to, we mentioned ground nesting birds. Looking at people during hunting season, a lot of people go, oh, aren't those spotted deer pretty?
You know, tasty.
And some don't know if they're tasty because they haven't shot them.
Right.
They haven't harvested them.
Right.
For years, we talked about doe harvest, removing the surplus mouths. That's true for any mouths, whether it's domestic livestock, keeping the carrying capacity down, removing the surplus does, and particularly for something that can out-hustle our native whitetail like axes, we need to take those animals, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Anything we can do to curtail that production level that we see coming out of exotics is going to benefit our native game.
Yeah, Ryan, real quick, talking about competitors, what's going on in your area with pigs?
Oh, they're constantly improving. We're seeing the ranges expand, and since I've moved here in San Angelo, I've becoming more attuned to that pig population, and it's expanding even in this part of the world where, you know, we do have drier years. You know, a lot of that's due to, you know, hunters expanding, putting more water and food on the landscape, and has allowed that population to increase and expand. We're getting reports from landowners in Coleman and Coke County. They did not have pigs before. Now, all of a sudden, those pig numbers are expanding. Pig numbers all throughout the Western Edwards Plateau, they're plentiful and probably too high. You know, that's always been the case, and we encourage hunters to harvest as many as they can.
A lot of things people don't realize when we talk about pigs and axes, mm-hmm. is they gravitate to riparian areas, pigs, so that they can dissipate body heat, but axis deer, but that has an adverse impact on those riparian areas, right?
Yes, it does. We're talking some huge habitat losses due to both species, and it's very critical in some of these western areas that I have in my district where they are very fragile, where you introduce these species. Now we're talking about some habitat loss, and we're seeing that. And erosion and everything else that's included with that.
All right, very good. You're going to be hearing from us again.
Yes, sir.
Love your part of the state as well.
Absolutely.
Ryan Schmidt, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader, District 4, Western Edwards Plateau. Ryan, appreciate you being our guest.
Thank you.
Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Looks like we're raising funds for ducks.
That's right. It's all about ducks. October the 8th, Sabine Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Orange, held at the 10 Top 2 Arena and Event Center. We're going to give you a website in a minute. October 10, Gregg County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Longview at the Reserve Event Center. Also October 10, San Jacinto Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in New Caney on McCleskey Road. October 12, Jasper Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Jasper, held at the Community and Family Preservation Association. That's the old VFW Hall. And for all of those events, you can find out about them at ducks.org and go to them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights are our official lighting provider. They got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, hold a charge for 7 years, and they can be used to charge your phone. So for 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. That's hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Sam Harriman, senior biologist for District 2, and district leader Ryan Schmidt, District 4. Next week, we continue our walks across Texas as we head to East Texas with Rusty Wood, district leader, and the Texas Trans-Pecos region out west with James Weaver. So y'all do tune in.
A lot of great information, friends. Remember, check the website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, we archive the shows. Just click on Listen to Our Show. If you miss something, you know, you can catch us everywhere. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. So we're either in the woods or on the water. Be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.